Speaker Nancy Pelosi says we're going to get a vote on the House version of the health care reform bill this week. And meanwhile, we got a preliminary scorecard from the Congressional Budget Office. It estimates the plan is going to cost over $1 trillion over the next decade. That's far above the $829 billion cost that Democrats had come up with. And that's above the target point that President Obama had set as well. We're going to talk about that now with Congressman Earl Blumenauer. He's a Democrat serving Oregon's 3rd District. That includes Portland. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
So we get this news from the Congressional Budget Office saying that it's going to cost more than $1 trillion over the next decade. Does that mean this health care bill in the House needs to be trimmed down?
Not necessarily. First of all, in terms of where we're going with health care costs in this country, Medicare costs are out of control. It's the biggest single threat to fiscal stability in the future. And individuals are seeing the health care costs for their companies, their individuals, skyrocketing. So if we do nothing, we're in really big trouble. Additionally, there are elements in this bill that in the long term are actually going to reduce cost. The CBO is very rigorous in terms of how they analyze that. But you look at what we're doing, I think it's going to make a big difference. And I think the American people want some progress in this front.
We also heard from the Congressional Budget Office that just about 2% of the population would use the public option. Should that change support for this public option? Does that change the argument for including it?
Well, I think it is in many parts of the country. Having at least the choice of a public option is going to inject an element of competition into the process. In half the states, one company has 50% of the market or more. And at least having the choice for a public option, I think, is going to inject a little bit of competitive tension. It's not the overarching solution, but I think it's part of a comprehensive approach that will make a difference.
Okay. So you proposed a provision into the health care bill that ended up, you're laughing
coming.
Already, that ended up causing a lot of controversy.
Well, let me just be specific about some things that I've been hearing lately.
Adolf Hitler called his program the final solution. I kind of wonder what we're going to call ours.
This is being read as saying every 5 years you'll be told how you can die.
The vicious assault on elderly people.
I guess everybody got your message there.
Yeah, Earl Blumenauer, you were proposing a vicious assault on elderly people. You proposed what ended up being called death panels, but it was actually counseling sessions on end-of-life care.
We are dealing with a situation that for many people today, there is a default option that sometimes is very aggressive treatment, which may or may not be what people want. And what I had proposed and actually had unanimous support on our Ways and Means Committee was paying physicians to counsel people who wanted it, and it would be their own physician, in terms of what they could expect in end-of-life situations for individuals and their family. It is benign. It's important. Every rational observer agrees that this is something we should be doing. We wouldn't have had that bizarre Terry Schiavo spectacle, for instance, if they had had that sort of conversation.
But do you support the government being a part of that counseling?
Well, all we're doing here is having the government pay for you to choose your health professional. The government right now will pay to hook you up on any machine, give you tests, probes, tubes. It wouldn't pay a few dollars for a physician to sit down and talk to people for half an hour. That's ludicrous.
Can I ask you a question about competition?
Absolutely.
You said that if there is a public option in this bill, it would inject competition into the marketplace that would perhaps reduce costs. If that's true, how come the presence of Medicare and Medicaid, the huge public option and the huge intervention that the government has made into healthcare, hasn't produced cost savings? It's rising as steeply as it ever has.
Well, part of the difference here is that Medicare is very structured in terms of payment reimbursement. And it's not to say that it hasn't had an effect in some communities. I think, in fact, it does in terms of providing choice, in terms of providing volume. This would be something that would be negotiated on an individual basis and be one more element.
You know, one of the things that's most recognizable to you, perhaps from people who are not, you know, familiar with the congressional delegation of Oregon, is the fact that you bike to work in Capitol Hill. You've got a bright green bike pin coming up. And I'm wondering, one of the things that's been stalled in Congress is the transportation bill. Are we ever going to get some movement on this? You've said a lot about how the transportation in Portland, their light rail and the streetcars work very well. How do we get the transportation bill out of committee?
Well, part of the problem is that we don't have a funding mechanism in place. Right now, we can only finance about $230 billion for the next 6 years. If we just do what we're doing now, it will cost over $300 billion, and it's nowhere near what we need to have going forward. I listened to your segment about the economic stimulus, the most important economic stimulus, providing family wage jobs and improving the environment and productivity around the country would be to fund that in a robust fashion. And we're working hard to provide the funding mechanisms to break that bill loose.
Very quickly, would you support, would you vote for a second stimulus package?
I would, personally, but I don't think we need to do that. If we adequately fund infrastructure for transportation, for water, for Superfund cleanup, I think that is the best economic stimulus we can do going forward.
I've got clincher tires on my wheelchair. Do you have a double-stroke bicycle pump with you? Do you? I might need to fill my... You don't?
He didn't bike in today,
nailed
John.
You.
He didn't
we
bike
nailed
in.
You.
Representative
guilty.
Earl Blumenauer, Democrat representing Oregon's in 3rd District that includes Portland. Thanks so much for being with us.
Cheap shot, John.
That's me. That's me, babe.